Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today I'm going to be speaking about how for many people eating gluten can cause fatigue and other symptoms. So you may have heard of celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease. So last week I was talking about how autoimmunity can cause fatigue. And gluten can lead to celiac disease, which can lead to fatigue. So celiac disease, it's an autoimmune disorder of the small intestine, the jejunum, which is caused by the inability to digest gluten. And this leads to inflammation and eventually destruction of the intestinal lining, which can lead to malnutrition and fatigue. So this can affect genetically susceptible people of all ages from middle infancy onwards. And so gluten, it's a protein found in grains such as wheat, barley, rye, and rolled oats. And gluten is present in the part of the grain called the endosperm, and is made up of two protein molecules called gliadins and glutenins. And in celiac disease, the immune system mistakenly identifies parts of the gliadin and glutenin proteins found in gluten as foreign and destroys them. And this can lead to also destruction of the gut lining as well, producing inflammation, and the inflammation completely strips your microvilli in your gut, which help to digest nutrients, and then cause wasting and sort of scalloping of them, which can lead to not being able to digest and absorb food properly. So symptoms of this can be diarrhea, bloating, discomfort, abdominal pain, weight loss, fat in your stools, mouth ulcers, malnutrition, anxiety and depression. So when you go to your doctor normally to test for celiac disease, they would do an antibody blood test, and then if that's positive, they would do an endoscopy or a biopsy to see if you have the scalloping. So when I was ill with chronic fatigue syndrome, I had a positive antibody test for celiac disease. But so as soon as I discovered that, I immediately removed all gluten from my diet. But then by the time they'd done the endoscopy several weeks later, the endoscopy came back negative. Although they were only obviously checking a small sample of my gut, but you see, removing gluten from your diet, it can result in complete recovery and result in your gut lining healing. So I think that may have been the case for me, but I still avoid gluten at the moment for other reasons I'll come on to a bit later. So you may have heard of food intolerances as well. So this is really common. So a food intolerance, it's when you eat a certain food, and if you happen to have leaky gut, so molecules of the food can fall through your bloodstream and your immune system can detect these molecules and see them as a foreign invader. And similarly to celiac disease, they sort of attack and destroy these molecules of food, which can also lead to inflammation and damage in your gut lining. And this is like an IgG antibody reaction. So symptoms of food intolerance, which can be to any food as well as gluten, can be like bloating, fatigue, brain fog, headaches, and diarrhea, also constipation. And gluten's a very commonly reacted to food. So one of the reasons for this may be that how gluten has been altered over time. So the gluten you eat today is not the same gluten that your parents or grandparents ate. And although gluten hasn't technically been genetically modified, gluten has been significantly hybridized and deaminated over the years, which have rendered it inflammatory to humans. So unlike genetic modification, which inserts or deletes genes, hybridization creates a new protein by combining different strains of wheat. And this can alter the protein sequence by as much as 5%, making it quite different from the original source and hence more prone to triggering immune reactions. So deamination uses amino acids or enzymes to make gluten water soluble. This is so it mixes more easily with other foods, but this has been shown to create a severe immune response in people. And you may not have realised that hybridation and deamination of wheat appears to play a role in the sharp increase in gluten sensitivity and celiac disease, but not only that, but also the inflammation, degeneration, and autoimmunity of the brain and nervous system as well. So you may have heard of a pesticide called glyphosate, and this is a commonly used herbicide on wheat crops. So it binds to proteins in wheat, making it foreign to the immune system. And research suggests that this makes wheat more immune reactive, triggering the gluten sensitivity. And additionally, glyphosate kills the good bacteria in your gut that help to digest the wheat, which makes undigested wheat even more immune reactive. So sadly, glyphosate is still not banned in the UK. It is banned in a lot of European countries. But so that's something to watch out for as well. That's why trying to buy organic, if you can, is always best. So that's the issue that we're having with gluten nowadays. And I mean, I had a client, Jill, who was eating, you know, a lot of bread, cakes, a lot of gluten in her diet. And she was suffering with really bad bouts of diarrhea. So it was, I mean, affecting her going out. She'd had to like plan where the nearest toilet was, so she could just rush to the loo if she needed to. And it was, you know, affecting her getting out of the house in the morning because she'd just be on the toilet for so long in the morning. But after working with me, we worked on replacing gluten foods in her diet for alternative foods, and she started feeling a lot better. So she had less bad bouts of diarrhea, and she can now go out without having to worry about rushing to the toilet and sitting there for half an hour. And she's also stopped having acid reflux, and she's lost 10 pounds since, you know, she started working with me over a 3-month period. And yeah, she, even her husband was saying that it's been worth it as she looks better. And she just, it just improved the quality of her life immensely, not being able to have that stress of, you know, knowing where to, having to plan her route with there being a toilet nearby. So, I mean, it can make a huge difference in people's lives looking into that. I mean, the best way to determine if you're reacting to it is if you suspect celiac disease, maybe go to your doctor and get a blood test for that. But if you think maybe it's just a sensitivity, you can do IgG food intolerance testing, which I do privately with my clients. So this is a good way to determine if you're reacting to it. You can also just go on an elimination diet as well, avoiding those foods and see if you feel better, maybe for like 4 weeks avoiding them, and then reintroducing, a little bit of bread and seeing how you're feeling when you're reintroducing it as well. So yeah, I hope that's been really interesting and helpful for you today, because it's a common issue I see with my clients in my clinic. And I'll be back again next week with another episode giving you useful tips on what can cause fatigue and what you can do about it. So I'm also, if you stay tuned, I'm launching a new program next week as well, a 4 week sort of program for people who are busy but who want to have more energy, less brain fog, stop having afternoon energy slumps when they're at work and be able to concentrate all day. So I'll be probably posting a link about that next week in my next episode. But if you click the link below and get the free guide, you'll also get subscribed to my email list where you'll get regular updates about, how I can help you and lots of useful tips as well in my emails. And you'll also get the email, so when I publish a podcast episode, you'll be alerted to that. So yeah, thanks so much for listening. And if you found this helpful, please share it with your friends or leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. So yeah, have a lovely week, and I will be back next week to chat to you again. So take care, everyone, and speak to you then. Bye for now.